Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Here's our question of the day. Hi, Phil. My son is getting married this summer, my daughter in the fall. I've heard horror stories, and I don't want to be one of those mothers-in-law. Help. Signed, Freaked Out in Fredericton. Here's my response. Dear Freaked, don't be. This is a time for celebration. I am married to a mother-in-law myself, and she is awesome. You're humble enough to ask the question. Way to go. Mother-in-law jokes are wildly popular. Just today, a friend asked me, do you know the punishment for bigamy? Two mothers-in-law. But he was quick to add, I have a great mother-in-law. I asked, what's her secret? He said, she lives 1,000 miles away. No, he said, she loves and affirms me. Well, I've asked 4 wise women to help with my response. 2 are my daughters-in-law. Here we go. It's as easy as ABC. A, accept. Accept your new role. You raised them for this. Rejoice. They have a new number one. Your new role is not to attend the birth of all future grandchildren, as one mother-in-law insisted, but to be an ally, to listen, to offer advice and fold laundry only when asked, and yell only if the house catches fire. Welcome them as your own kids. They are not outsiders, but family. Family are in on activities, conversations, photo ops, and pranks. Maybe you think, but I wouldn't have picked her for my child. Well, you can let that be your personal secret for the next 86 years. Remember, the last time a mother-in-law was able to change a child-in-law was back in the year 18... Actually, historians have no record of it. So relax, let go, accept. B, build. Build bridges each day. Bridges of love and trust are built by grateful, gracious people who take an active interest in others. Ask questions. Ask for advice. You don't have to be invited to birthday parties to remember them. Be available, but don't hover. Respect your kids' privacy. I have been astounded at how well my married kids have managed without my help. Here are a few things you never say. I told you so. No wonder he prefers my cookies. You didn't add enough salt. Hi, it's me. I'm here to bless you for 2 weeks. And avoid gossip like the plague it is. Never pit your child against their spouse. Compare, compete, or complain, and they'll recoil. Don't demand your way. They've enough stress without us shoveling on more. Our friend Deb says the kids enjoy spending time with us because there's very little drama. Discover mutual interests. For us, that's tea, golf, music. Ramona and the girls enjoy brewing kombucha. Sounds kind of weird, but not to them. She says things like, that cake was amazing. Can I get the recipe? Be quick to forgive and ask for it. Memorize this from Colossians 3. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. C is cheer. Go looking for good qualities and sincerely compliment them. Is she a good decorator or money manager? Does he whip up a good omelet or make your daughter laugh? Recognize pluses and point them out. Send affirming cards or texts. Say, I'm thankful for you. Pray for them in their marriage and tell them you are. Pray that God will help you love them. Pray that He will help them accept your faults as you accept theirs. And remember, the shortest distance between 2 people is a laugh. So find a way to laugh together. P.S. My wife laughed when I said, don't tell your daughter-in-law how to raise kids. She's living with one of yours, and he's not perfect quite yet.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.